And sometimes people critique that because of what we have to handle it or what we have to do. But, you know, after a call, or we're constantly in the community reaching out to people and talking. And I feel like not just our agency, but a lot of agencies do that. And people just got to realize it's a job. We do it, and we want to go home to our families just like everybody else does.
Well, tip of the cap to you, my friend.
Thank you.
You know a lot about sports.
I definitely am a sports junkie. I follow Illini hardcore.
Hey, thank you and congratulations.
Can I give a shout-out real quick?
Of course.
I want to give a shout-out to Mid Pro Canine. Head trainer Tony Pyatt for believing in me and laying the proper foundation for me to be successful on the street with my canine partner and I.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Hours to go in Florida's recounts. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and there's some optimism now. Palm Beach County could meet the deadline. Supervisor Susan Booker.
The equipment did well overnight. We have some more parts that came in today, and we do have both of the technicians still in the house.
But amid legal challenges, there may be a second recount looming. Fox's Evan Brown live at the Broward County Elections Office.
Yeah, Dave, if any of these races being recounted do not produce results that show more than a quarter percentage point lead, then Florida law dictates we recount again, this time by hand. It would be a very lengthy process, requiring a lot of people to do this job as quickly as possible. A time frame would have to be given. Here in Broward, they already have multiple tables set up for staffing where they can count the ballots being watched by observers from the political parties and the press. Dave?
Evan, search crews and cadaver dogs will be back out today in Northern California looking for more wildfire victims. It's now up to 56 people dead. More than 100 others are missing amid the charred ruins of 8,600 homes. This evacuee says at least he still has his family.
It's nice because we are a lot closer right now, and spending more time together for sure, you know.
That fire and the one near Malibu are better contained. Three others died in that fire to the south. Saudi Arabia's chief prosecutor has indicted 11 people in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Turkey. Five could get the death penalty. But Turkey wants them all tried in that country and demands to know who ordered the killing. It's like January across much of the country. Sleet, snow, freezing rain from Arkansas to Virginia up to Maine.
We have a messy, messy commute for parts of the Ohio Valley where we have an ice storm warning in effect. So you don't want to be traveling in that. We're going to have massive travel delays across the Northeast.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean says some areas in New York and Pennsylvania could get a foot of snow. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
A witch hunt like no other. President Trump tweeted that this morning about the special counsel, writing that the Mueller investigation's a total mess, they found no Russia collusion, and it's driving them nuts. Now, the GOP senator the president doesn't like keeps demanding Congress protect Special Counsel Mueller.
Arizona Republican Jeff Flake says he won't support any judicial nominee into legislation designed to limit the Trump administration's authority to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller gets a vote.
The point of this vital investigation seems to have been purposely confused and maligned by the White House in a rather alarming way.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the legislation isn't necessary and the special counsel's investigation is not threatened. He objected to a unanimous consent request from Flake and Delaware Democrat Chris Coons to start considering the legislation. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Is Brexit being bungled? Some who helped push the plan to leave the European Union, approved by British voters, think so, rebelling against the way the Prime Minister is proceeding.
One day after Theresa May's Brexit divorce plan was published, a string of her own government ministers resigning, including the Brexit secretary, the man who was charged with negotiating the agreement.
Minister!
In Parliament, May defending the proposal.
If we get behind a deal, we can bring our country back together and seize the opportunities that lie ahead.
But the opposition party...
The government, Mr. Speaker, is in chaos.
Calling the deal botched. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
The European Union's top Brexit official likes the deal with Britain, as says that the best they could get, the EU's leaders called for a summit later this month. We just got an update on the economy. Retail sales jumped nearly 1% in October. That's after 2 months of slight declines. On Wall Street, stock futures not moving much. The day after another Dow drop, it's fallen 900 points this week so far. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News.
Now we have Jamie Monticelli with your local news, and it's brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass. They do a great job right the first time as you visit Wade Adams at 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign. American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair for your windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign teachers and the school district are still working on a contract agreement, but the union says they will still file an intent to strike. WCIA says negotiations between the Champaign Federation of Teachers and the school district went for nearly 6 hours on Monday night, and they will gather for another mediated bargaining session on Tuesday, November 20th. The teachers could still walk off the job on the Monday after Thanksgiving if they can't get to a contract deal within 10 days. A homeless man is accused of molesting a preteen girl while he was staying in her home. 21-year-old Taylor Lee Richardson was an invited guest of the girl's parents in the home where the incident allegedly happened. He has been arraigned on 2 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. The family apparently had video surveillance that showed the man entering and exiting the girl's room. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
If you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield that causes it to chip, don't worry. American Eagle Auto Glass can fix that for only $50. $50! American Eagle Auto Glass is locally owned and certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring that they do it the right way and the safe way. And at American Eagle Auto Glass, you're not just a number. You're their customer. Located in Champaign and Danville. For more information, go to AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com.
ESPN 93.5. Check your weather, brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana. For the past 34 years, wattscopy.com.
Well, we still have this winter weather advisory in effect. It looks like there's a little light snow or maybe some freezing rain coming down. Most of the area is cleared here in Urbana with the plows going by a few times. Of course, get out of their way if you see the snow plows coming as they try to catch up. Today's high 33, down to 26 this evening. Sunshine expected tomorrow with a high 38, low 28. 39 the high on Saturday, 30% chance of precipitation later on in the day. Of course, there's a 2:30 kick against Iowa. Hopefully, that'll be just fine at Memorial Stadium. And people are giving back with the canned goods that are coming in Eastern Illinois Food Bank as they head into Memorial Stadium. So good stuff there. Right now, the temperature is at 28 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, welcome to the 8 o'clock hour. I'm live from Chicago today, ESPN 93.5. We're going to catch up with Evan Brown coming up in a few moments. He's in Broward County. They're expecting that vote to be done today, the recount. Then they're going to do it again, this time hand recount. So that's going to take weeks. If you're talking about, I don't know, 8 million votes, 1, 2, 3, that's going to take a while. It's going to take a while. So anyway, it's whatever. It's close. That's great. They better not flip. There's just going to be a whole lot of question about all that if you make up 60,000 votes on a, you know, essentially finding 93,000 votes. Nobody can explain where it came from. And then, but it was all said and done. If the Democrats win any of those, the governor's or the Senate race, then there's going to be some fury. There's no doubt. So, Dale, you're recounting, but Rick Scott should be the senator. Ron DeSantis should be the new governor. We'll see. And I'm not sure what the latest is in Georgia. I think it's a case where the woman just does not want to concede. It's a 1.5%. In Georgia, you have to have 50% of the vote to prevent a runoff, meaning they do it again, just two of them, in a few weeks. Stacey Abrams, the gubernatorial candidate on the Democratic side, is trying to get that under 50% for her opponent, and he's at 50.3%. And I think that's their math. I don't think they can think they can retake it, but they think they can get him to a runoff and maybe win on the runoff. So, ladies and gentlemen, live from Broward County, our good friend Evan Brown, who is following this like the sleuth he is. How are you, Evan?
I'm well. Good morning.
I just mentioned before we connected with you that you can do the recount. Hopefully everybody's done today at 3, and then they're going to hand recount because both of them are going to be within a 0.25%. I just would be very shocked if anything flipped, because the leads for Rick Scott and election night and Ron DeSantis, I thought, were enough to win. We'll see. What are you feeling on the ground?
We're feeling we're going to have a hand recount. That is the real world expectation, I think. I'm outside the Broward County election supervisor's office, and they've already begun the staffing and the logistics set up for doing a hand recount. So they expect this thing to happen. Could be something that could take a long, long time to get done. You know, it'll be a statewide race. There's millions of ballots to be counted around the state. So we will find out what happens later today, but it is believed that at least one race, probably that Senate race between Rick Scott and Bill Nelson, will be that close, still within a 0.25% that a hand recount is going to be needed.
Okay. You can't bring the guy back from 2001 with that hanging Chad thing, because there's no more hanging Chads, the guy in the yellow shirt with the big glasses.
With the big magnifying glass. Now, he's actually getting interviewed a lot. He's a retired judge that was on the canvassing board in Broward County at the time. He's now retired. And he's been, you know, doing interviews about, you know, what how he feels and, you know, any kind of similarities or whatever. But there's a brand new batch of people ready to work this recount. So we'll have new photos that become iconic, I'm sure.
Isn't it amazing, though, and maybe with the vote to allow the 1.2 million former felons to vote, maybe it'll finally tip blue in Florida. I mean, it's just been so close for a couple of decades.
Well, you're also assuming that felons vote Democratic. That's not necessarily always true. So it's if anything, it creates an atmosphere for both parties to pursue more votes to cater to yet another segment of the population that would provide, that would provide votes. So we don't know how that would affect things. Certainly not affecting things for this election, but it's a lot of people for sure that will now be voting in future elections.
Well, everybody's watching everybody, right, in Broward County. I mean, you got Republicans, Democrats, media. I mean, everybody's got their eyes on everybody, particularly now, and it will only increase on a hand count, correct?
Oh, I would think so. You'll have a bunch of counting stations, and they're allowed to have observers at every one. So, yeah, it certainly will increase the amount of campaign presence at the elections offices. We're curious as to what's going to happen in Palm Beach County, where they've been having a plethora of problems. Voting, the counting machines keep breaking down. Technicians are constantly attending to them. At one point, one machine had counted 130,000 ballots, then pooped out. They lost the count. They had to start all over again. So they may actually make the deadline by a hair today, but there are a lot of people who don't think that's going to happen. A state court had given them an extension till Tuesday, but that's now being taken up by a federal court to decide whether or not that's really allowed, or whether or not the entire state should have until Tuesday. But the rest of the state really doesn't need till Tuesday. Most of them say they're already done or will be done by 3 p.m. today.
Unbelievable. Evan Brown covering Broward County in the great state of Florida. Always a pleasure. Good work.
You got it. Take care.
Evan Brown live in Florida, Broward County, kind of the hotbed of political recounts. All right, ESPN 93.5, we're going to check our sports. We'll do this break. Be right back. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen. Now, today is the beginning of the Larry Canfer Holiday Open House.
Uh-huh.
We have been waiting and waiting to get in there. And today they're open 10 to 5:30. Tomorrow, 10 to 5:30. Saturday, 10 to 5:30. And Sunday, noon to 4. The Larry Canfer Holiday Open House, 25% off all artwork. And there's tons of wonderful work. Larry's been very busy, particularly this year. They got the Midwest and beyond. He's got the stunning Ireland collection. You got an O'Connell in your family? Come on. And my new favorite, Heartland Drama. And ladies and gentlemen, I took that picture. Kinda. Panoramic photograph that has it all, storm clouds, crop, sunshine, unbelievable. You see, I called the greatest photographer in the world, Larry Canfer, right in the middle of that picture. And I'm quite certain when he told me he can't talk, that he hung up and snapped it. And I gave him the perfect moment. Bam! While in the gallery, enjoy complimentary hot apple cider. And that apple cider is good. Start your holiday shopping. Nobody will receive a Canfer. What a legendary gift, and how thoughtful of you. Get a calendar. They're ridiculous. The books, come on. Larry Canfer Gallery, corner of Windsor and Neal in Champaign. Sports coming up.
Hi, I'm previously on Tay and Carp at the news today.
Thank you, Stevie. We have the Illinois women's volleyball team beating Northwestern in three. Parkland volleyball in action this morning. They are in Charleston, West Virginia, as the number two seed in the Division II Nationals, and they're taking on Northern Virginia, number 15 seed. Speaking of Parkland volleyball, Cliff Hastings, the coach, inducted into the Hall of Fame for coaches with the NJCAA. Congratulations to Cliff. Women's basketball beating Valpo yesterday. That final was 73-54. Brandy Beasley with 15 points. On to college basketball. What's trending is number 18 Michigan over Villanova, 73-46, and Indiana beating number 24 Marquette, 96-73. We'll have our Illini basketball team taking on Gonzaga Monday night in Hawaii at 10:30 p.m. against Gonzaga, and number two in the nation. You'll be up late, Stevie.
I probably will be.
All right, we have Green Bay and Seattle going at it tonight for NFL action. Blackhawks over the Blues, 1-0 yesterday. That's sports at 8:19.
All right, watching that weather. Got that winter weather advisory around Central Illinois, so be careful as you move around.
That's right. They're clearing out right now, and we still have a chance for precipitation. No new accumulation expected, but this winter weather advisory goes until 6 tonight. Low 33. 26 are low. Decrease in the clouds tonight. Make way for sunshine tomorrow and a high 38. 28 are low on Friday night. More clouds. Could be a cloudy Saturday. As you go to that Iowa game, kickoff at 2:30. A chance of precipitation later in the day at 30%. On Saturday, high 40 expected, down to around 28. Sunday, we've got a high 36 with a 40% chance of precipitation. We've got your Fox Business Minute at 8:20 here on ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, Americans were spending last month. Retail sales rose 0.8% in October, a stronger increase than expected. Sales of autos and appliances increased. Sales declined at restaurants and home furnishing stores, though business could have been impacted by Hurricanes Florence and Michael. More people were shopping at Walmart in the summer quarter, especially online. Though Walmart had expenses that cut into its bottom line, it's predicting the holiday season and the year will be better than expected. Home Depot and Macy's are also forecasting a stronger holiday season than estimates from earlier in the year. The Dillard's department store chain reported weaker than expected earnings. JCPenney's sales declined in the summer quarter and it lost money. There were more people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. New claims rose by just 2,000. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Stevie J Travel presents Holiday in Missouri with Mary Beth Kurosik, November 27th through the 30th. See and experience the history of the diverse ethnic immigrant communities of St. Louis, St. Charles, and Herman, Missouri.
Enjoy culinary cooking classes, a chocolate tour, holiday shopping and trolley ride, and so much more. There's still time to sign up. Holiday in Missouri, November 27th through the 30th. Go to steviejtravel.com for all the details. Where do you want to go? ESPN 93.5. Walked into the washing machine area the other day and looked down. I said, Janet, what's wrong? She said, what do you mean? I said, there's no water on the floor. You see, somehow we got a little leak in the main thingamafloogie underneath the washing machine. And so I called Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, home of the $45 checkup. And you know what? Russ came over and figured that thing out. He said in 20 years he'd never seen that happen. So maybe some pants were hemmed and we put it in the wash and the pin got through and hit the, I don't know. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur on Champaign, Champaign. They're I-74 at Neal. And they've got 0% interest financing with approved credit. You can save a lot of money. And I think they match. Doesn't Dick Van Dyke, if you come in, I say, I got this deal with, you know, Whirlpool. Here's the price. Here's the model. I think Dick Van Dyke, and they come, they do like 10-year protection plans. And they're locally owned regionally. I mean, they're Central Illinois locally owned. Dennis Reekin and his wife, wonderful people. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, if you want. That's what Jay Layman does. You got all new appliances from Dick Van Dyke. Online, appliance-world.com, I-74 at Neal. Stop in today and again say, hey, I got a price on a Maytag at another place. Here's the deal, and I'm sure they'll match that. That's what they do. They're kind of cool. So wherever you find a nice price, and I've noticed there's some appliances that are going in some major sales right now around Thanksgiving and Christmas. So it's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Again, I-74, Neal and Champaign. You know, a week from today is Thanksgiving. A week from today is Thanksgiving. Wow. And then it's funny because it doesn't feel like there's a Black Friday anymore, does it?
Right.
It's, I think Black Friday is all November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So where's the anticipation and lining up and camping out and all the fun things people do, huh? I think you can just do it all month.
That's right.
Anyway, whatever you're looking for, you're going to get a good deal coming up. And I think they're expecting a 5% increase in retail shopping, which would be wonderful. That's a big number if you put all that together. So it's going to be fun. All right, again, we're kind of aware of what's happening around the area with the weather. Just, again, a whole lot of ice in Indiana and Ohio, but some around our area. But you said you saw the plows blow through?
Right. In fact, we got a text to 359-2255 saying we've been driving up here over 12 years. How embarrassing for its visitors to try to get around town today when the main roads have not been taken care of. Curtis, Neal, Springfield Avenue, whoever does these routes needs to be replaced and get a component worker. So
they're usually out. I'll defend my plow guys. I mean, they're usually out all night.
I know.
So I don't quite happen. When did this start? When did the snow start falling, the ice and stuff?
I mean, really overnight. So maybe they were just waiting to see how much more came in and then going to hit it.
Okay. Well, if a guy's driving back from Chicago, what do you think the best time to do that is?
I don't know. After the commuter traffic dies down, for sure. Charles and Fisher says Stevie sounds like he's caught what Carp just had.
I don't have anything.
Right.
Do I sound that way?
I think you're fine.
I don't feel bad, and I didn't think I sounded any differently, but it could be the whole transmission thing on location in Chicago today. I'm actually in Oak Brook Terrace. Coach Ditka has a restaurant out here. Nathaniel and I were at Ditka's restaurant on Chestnut downtown. A lot of the lights are up in Chicago, so you had some beautiful Christmas lights. And where Nathaniel lives is just, it's big city. I mean, you can look across and see, you know, what TV is turned on. It's the high-rise buildings, and you got to be kind of aware that, you know, kind of cool to see everything, but they can kind of see you too.
Yeah.
So saw a woman at her computer across the way there.
Everybody's got blinds. Not very many had them pulled down, so you could kind of see TVs on. It's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of a country bumpkin, you know. So, golly, they got the TV on. Kind of embarrassing. Anyway, we'll coming back here in a few hours, and it's snowing here in Chicago. It's winter. Did we have fall?
I know.
I don't know. We must have. Or maybe it was really short. But wasn't it like 88 on a Tuesday, and I wore everything I owned to the football game on Saturday a few weeks ago?
Right.
And for this Saturday, I will be wearing everything in my closet. I will be very thick. I will probably be sweating, but I will not be cold at the Iowa football game as they introduce Miss Illinois in a fourth timeout. Go, Braves!
Oops, sorry about that.
Oh, I thought I timed that beautifully.
Yeah.
Okay, walk me into the news. We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5.
And we appreciate the texts that come in at 359-2255 letting us know how the road conditions are. That's fine. It's one of those days where it's a little on the tricky side, and the temperature's at 28 right now. We've got your forecast coming up. ESPN 93.5 at 8:30. We've got the news.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. 59 deaths are confirmed in the wildfires burning in California, 56 of those in the Camp Fire in the northern part of the state. Cal Fire spokesman Steve Kaufman says that fire has grown to
138,000 acres, 35% contained.
This man says he's just happy to have his family with him.
It's nice because we are a lot closer right now, and spending more time together for sure, you know.
More than 8,600 homes are destroyed in and around the town of Paradise. There are indictments now in the murder of the Saudi Arabian journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Turkey.
The Saudi chief prosecutor has announced the indictment of 11 suspects, recommending 5 face the death penalty. But Turkey is questioning the thoroughness of the Saudi investigation, saying those who gave the order for the journalist's killing at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul need to be revealed.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
We've got your local news now with Jamie Monticelli, that's brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler. The 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank will take care of you. Visit them on their new location at 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An Illinois state trooper has agreed to resign from his job and has been sentenced to a form of probation after he admitted he offered to pay a woman to have sex with him. The News Gazette says 50-year-old Leonard Kirkpatrick of Charleston pleaded guilty. He admitted that on April 1st, he offered to pay cash for sex to a person he believed to be a prostitute. The type of probation he is on does not require regular reporting to a probation officer. Starting today is the Friends of the Urbana Free Library Fall Book Sale. It runs through November 19th. Each year, the Friends of the Urbana Free Library hold big sales on used books in the spring, summer, and fall. Proceeds from the book sales and bookshops support the purchase of library materials and programs. Members of the Friends have access to a special preview. That's tonight from 5 until 8:30. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Justin Gintz with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. If you played sports growing up, your coach probably said something along the lines of, there's no I in team. Well, this is an important mindset to have while playing organized sports. Here at the 217 Mortgage Team, we believe there is an I in team. I am here for you every step of the way while purchasing your next home. I represent what's best for you, and I will work harder for you than anyone else. So if you're looking to purchase your first home or your 10th home, call the 217 Mortgage Team with Illinois National Bank, because I want to work hard for you.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. It's lightweight. It's cordless. It covers 1,000 square feet of service. It's the Checkmate System and Electrostatic Sprayer, CMI. Guaranteed to save you time and money. It'll clean your stuff. Maybe beat down that flu bug. 359-6262, Betsy and Brad Parks, locally owned and operated. They're awesome. CMICLEAN.com.
Winter weather advisory goes until 6 o'clock tonight. The chance of precipitation at 90% today. And then we've got a low of 26 into the evening tonight, up to 38 with sunshine expected tomorrow, down to around 27 Friday night. On Saturday, more clouds and a high 39, 30% chance of rain or snow, 28 our low in the evening, 40% chance of precipitation, otherwise partly cloudy, high 36 on Sunday. Right now we're at 29, ESPN 93.5.
Deciding the gift is to a charity, that's easy. Determining the strategy that best fits your situation can be challenging. Well, good news, Busey can help. Whatever your inspiration, there are many ways to leave a legacy for others. People at Busey will sit down with you at their Busey Wealth Management and help you strategize. Say, yeah, you can give this, it'll benefit you this way, but obviously the giving, it's what it's all about. But if you can take advantage of a few of the strategies, why wouldn't you? Busey's advisors work with you to help you, your charitable gift giving benefit your overall financial plan, reduce current future income tax, provide current retirement income, reduce estate taxes. With Busey Wealth Management, enjoy peace of mind knowing your intentions will be honored through a thorough understanding of your unique financial goals. It's all about what you want to do. Put your trust in the expertise of Busey Wealth Management, 90 plus years of experience advising individuals, businesses, and foundations. Their professionals provide a balance between meeting your desires and maximizing the benefits for the charities you wish to assist. Call 800-67-BUSEY. Visit Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations for more. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee. All right. I'm Stevie J. I'm live in Chicago today, and I've been giving you a few observations from the Windy City. I saw three beds on sidewalks last night. And can you imagine how cold it was last night? Now, these were obviously from homeless people. I didn't see any people, but I saw these makeshift beds with maybe a bucket of their possessions. And you're just so sad when you see stuff like that. And then you think about the midterm elections and all that went on and $5 billion was spent. Could we eradicate homeless in Illinois for $5 billion? I bet we could. You know, you're still going to have so many issues. You've got to have mental health assistance. And a lot of times there's just no place to put people because they're mentally ill and there's no resources for that. So they end up doing something and going to jail and taking the mental illness to jail. So there's that. But it's, you know, that we have, America is such an amazing place. You know, we have, if you think about it, Nathaniel was talking to me about this last night. Think about the world as we know it, particularly the last couple of thousand years. How much stayed the same for about 1800 of those years, 1800s, late 1800s, the Industrial Revolution. People came to America and we created stuff, invented things, got, you know, the ingenuity going, created enormous wealth. But then we came up with all this technology to help the world in all fields live better, live longer, live healthier. All these things that America, because of the ingenuity and the fact that we're free and we have the capability, no matter who you are, to roll up your sleeves and achieve stuff, it's just unlike anything else in human experience. So since about 1900, how much has compounded? Where do you live? Can you imagine? You could have been born in 1612. What would life have been like there? What has advanced over the last 100 years? And you're living it. It's just mind-boggling if you think about it. Mm-hmm. And so this is a great place to live. It's an amazing country. But unfortunately, there are those that tear us down from within, that we're evil. We're the reason the whole world's hurting. It's all about us. And it just isn't true. It's a false narrative. So while we're not perfect, this country's amazing. It is an amazing place to grow up. It's an amazing place to live and try and achieve your goals. Somebody had mentioned earlier when I was talking about who the Democrats are going to pick for president, because the next person that runs as a Democrat has a really good chance based on the electoral map. There's no doubt about it. Regardless of anything, Donald Trump would be a really bad guy to compete against. He'll be tough. But a Democrat that wins that nomination, would it be Hillary Clinton? Somebody texted in earlier, I guess, Diane. They said somebody will emerge kind of like a Clinton and Obama, which is exactly what happened. And that might happen again. Because if you think about it, Bill Clinton was an unknown Arkansas governor, and there's no way he's going to get the nomination, and he did. Mm-hmm. I remember that vividly. Little Rock, Arkansas. Who's this guy? He's kind of good looking. Boy, he speaks pretty good, too. Yeah. And there he was. And he beats George Herbert Walker Bush. No way. And then Barack Obama. who might never have seen the light of day, had Mike Ditka run for the U.S. Senate.
Right.
I mean, amazing. State senator. He used to play poker with Bill Brady. I mean, undistinguished, frankly, but really, really, really connecting with people with that melodious voice and that great smile.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, he speaks at the Democratic National Convention 2004. I interviewed him, and I said, Senator Obama, they're talking about you running for president. I'm just trying to find the bathroom around here. And he found the bathroom, and he ran for president,
uh-huh.
and he won. And he wasn't going to beat Hillary Clinton. There's no way. So somebody could emerge. Beto O'Rourke, perhaps? That's the Kennedy-esque Democrat that almost beat Ted Cruz in Texas. Maybe Beto O'Rourke, who, driving to Chicago yesterday, I saw a Beto O'Rourke bumper sticker. He could be the next Obama. And wouldn't that be something if somebody emerged like that? If there is a Democrat that emerges, could it not be a leftist, please? Is it possible that you get kind of a moderate? Remember Glenn Pichard ran for governor of Illinois as a moderate Democrat? Good guy. Could agree with a whole lot of what he said. But the way it's going with the left, you're going to have to be pro-Antifa to not get people to sit in your office. It's crazy. So it'll be fascinating to see how the progressives rip the Democrats left for the primary, and then the Democrat will have to kind of move toward the center for the general. And that voice of the progressives, the 8% out there that want to scream at you at dinner, will continue to be a force. There's no doubt. All right, 842, ESPN 93.5. Back in the day, too, Diane, I used to write to candidates and get their autograph when I collected autographs in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I got 5 Joe Bidens.
Hmm.
All fake.
Oh.
Come on, Joe. Take the auto pin off, man. What?
Wow.
Anyway, we'll be back in a check your sports. ESPN 93.5.
Santa's workshop is so busy, I never have time for holiday shopping. Well, I'm going to the Larry Canfor Gallery Holiday Open House. All artwork is 25% off this Thursday through Sunday. Holy reindeer tails. 25% off all artwork? I can do all my shopping at the Larry Canfor Gallery. You sure can. Prairiescapes, cityscapes, all artwork is on sale. I can even find something for the big guy.
That's 25% off all artwork, November 15th through the 18th.
You bet your snowflakes.
We'll see you at the Larry Canfor Gallery, where the elves go to shop.
What difference can a mattress really make? When you sleep on a Tempur-Pedic, it's as clear as night and day. You'll fall asleep faster because it conforms to your unique body. You'll stay asleep longer because it keeps you cooler. And you wake up feeling better than ever because it's the deepest, most rejuvenating sleep you can get. The Tempur-Pedic difference is night and day. And during our fall savings event, enjoy up to $500 off select adjustable mattress sets for a limited time. Visit Tempur-Pedic.com to find your local retailer today.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
You gotta be so cold to make it in this world. Yeah, you're a natural. Living your life cutthroat. You gotta be so cold. Yeah, you're a natural.
Alexa, play Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Howdy, partners. Here at Carback Car Capital, we're rounding them up and moving them out. All the 2018 Hondas and Hyundais gotta go.
The savings in the selection are huge, and we'll pay top dollar for your trade-in. And we have financing for everyone.
The deals will never be sweeter than they are right now. So saddle up and get on down to Carback Car Capital in Danville, where our customers are
number one.
Hey!
We
have a brand new tour coming out, all new material. We're calling it the Krantus McBasketball World Comedy Tour.
Or is it Comedy World Tour?
If I were somebody that wanted to get tickets, what I would do is go to ImpracticalJokers.com to get them today.
You don't see dates, keep checking back. We're going everywhere.
True TV Impractical Jokers, the Krantus McBasketball World Comedy Tour starring the Tenderloins. November 15th, Grossinger Motors Arena. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. 16 years of age or older suggested to attend.
Catch Mr. Basketball himself each Monday on ESPN 93.5. Fighting Illini Sports Network announcer Deion Thomas joins the conversation each Monday during the 9 a.m. hour of the Jeremy Warner Show. Tune in for Fighting Illini and Big Ten Basketball Chat all hour long. Join the conversation by texting in at 217-359-2255. Thanks to sponsors including the U of I Community Credit Union, Show Your Spirit with Illini Visa Rewards Card, Rosati's Pizza located at 701 South Gregory in Urbana, and Dogtown Heating and Air.
Here you go, morning sports, ESPN 93.5, Diane Ducey.
Well, Northwestern got beat in three, 25-16, 25-11, and 25-14. Our Illini volleyball team is awesome. And ask Allie Bastinelli at 7:02 on her career block. She's amazing. Illinois or Parkland volleyball also doing well, and they are a number two seed in the Division II Nationals NJCAA tournament in Charleston, West Virginia, taking on the number 15 seed Northern Virginia. And congratulations, Coach Cliff Hastings will be inducted into the Coaching Hall of Fame with the NJCAA. We also had Boston over the Bulls in NBA action. 111-82 was the final. Michigan over Villanova, 73-46. Michigan at 18, and we had Indiana beating number 24 Marquette 96-73. Our Illinois basketball team in action on Monday night in Hawaii, taking on Gonzaga at 10:30 p.m. Central Time. Blackhawks over the Blues 1-0 yesterday. And finally, NFL action tonight has Green Bay and Seattle. That's sports at 8:48. I'm Diane Ducey.
We'll break for our weather. We'll do that coming up next. Stand by.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies, get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Envious of your friend's new iPhone? At Sprint by Wireless Revolution in Champaign and Urbana, you can switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone XS. What's more, you'll save monthly when upgrading or adding a new line with an eligible trade-in. Right now, get discount rate plans for those over age 55, active military, or veterans, and discounted rates when you bring your own device. Paired with the fastest average download speeds in Central Illinois, it's the whole package. Hurry to Sprint by Wireless Revolution at Marketplace or by Starbucks on Prospect in Champaign and at Philo in Florida in Urbana.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash in Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Congratulations, caller 93. You won!
Wow! Are you serious?
I absolutely am.
Oh, my gosh!
To claim your prize,
Woo! Just
pull up to the next window, please.
Woo!
Ma'am?
Ma'am,
can you pull up, please?
Of course.
It feels like a big win when you get a deal like this. Introducing McDonald's new $6 classic meal deal. Choose one of four favorites like the quarter pounder with cheese, plus any size soft drink, small fries, and a pie. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time. Cannot be combined with any other offers.
Hey,
and Carp are taking it on the road.
Yep, ESPN's College Game Day is back at various new locations in Campus Town. Join the guys Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. before each and every Illini home game. Tay and Carp's College Game Day will feature interviews on location, insight into our opponent's offense and defense, and live performances from the marching Illini. We're getting you ready for game day. Tay and Carp's College Game Day is powered by JSM, the Champaign Center Partnership, Game Day Spirit, and Busey Bank. Go Illini!
It's your last chance to see Illinois football at home this season.
35-30, he might go 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown, Illinois!
The Fighting Illini will take on Iowa November 17th at Memorial Stadium. Single game tickets start at just $35. Reserve your seats today by logging on to FightingIllini.com or by calling 866-ILLINI-1.
He's Illini True, Orange and Blue. He's lived it, and now you can hear it from him directly. Join Illini great and All-American linebacker Jay Layman on the Jeremy Warner Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. on ESPN 93.5. Enjoy insight into Illinois and Big Ten football all season, thanks to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, Mosser Shoes, Coldwell Banker Marvin Turner, and Flooring America. Can't catch the show live? Get the podcast on demand at ESPNCU.com.
ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening to us. We really appreciate it. Jeremy Warner Show coming up. Tan Carp this afternoon. Don't forget tomorrow, it's Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny on Fridays now, 7:35. Back together. Looking forward to that. Kim Brown tomorrow, too, talking Iowa, Illinois. But let's do a quick weather, Diane, okay, before we wrap. Weather here on ESPN 93.5 and got stuff to watch, right?
That's right. In fact, the plows are trying to catch up now. This winter weather advisory, now they're saying little to no ice accumulation, but daytime snow accumulation, 1 to 2 inches possible. 90% chance of precipitation. Winter weather advisory until 6 tonight. High 33, low 26. Sunshine tomorrow, high 38, low 27. 39 the high with some clouds coming into Saturday. Chance of precip 30% after 4. And then a low around 28 on Saturday night. 40% chance of precipitation in the forecast for Sunday. High 35, low 19. 28 now on ESPN 93.5.
I know Grace is, Miss Illinois is looking forward to speaking today at Colleen Magnifico's wonderful group at the Transportation Center. Around lunchtime, so Grace Cacciatore will be there.
Yes,
she'll be
City
introduced
View with Women in Business.
Illinois. Yes, Women in Business today in the noon hour. Grace is looking forward to that a lot, so she'll see everybody there. And then she'll be introduced at the Iowa game. Probably be, it's the fourth time out, so I don't know, first quarter, early second quarter, something like that. And then a week from today on Thanksgiving, you can watch her on WGN. She'll be in the parade. I can't remember the name of the parade. It's like a Macy's, but it's not. Somebody else sponsors it. But it's the big Chicago parade up here. And she'll be on WGN, which is available, I think, on pretty much all cable systems. So she's looking forward to that. Her schedule's been pretty busy. She's been all over the place. Tomorrow, I think she goes somewhere, but I don't know where. She has somebody that sends her a schedule of where she's supposed to be and what day and what time and everything. So it's kind of cool. And she's really enjoying being Miss Illinois for the Miss America system. Okay, Diane, we are a wrap. Thank you for all your work. We're looking forward to being back in the studio tomorrow and navigating the roads getting home tonight. Appreciate everything. Thank you, folks, for listening. Jeremy Warner program coming up next. Thank you, Diane. We'll talk tomorrow. Have a fabulous Thursday. We'll talk soon.
All right. Sounds good. I know that we also have the Parade of Lights coming our way. I'll be emceeing that in downtown Champaign. And that's Christie Clinic Parade of Lights this Saturday following Thanksgiving. So that's the 24th. Details at ChampaignCenter.com and our website, ESPNCU.com. Enjoy the day.
Aloha. Aloha.